What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some man you just can't reach.
Live from at least 6 feet away, it's the Spike on the Mic Show. Now here is your host, Spike.
Spike check one, spike check two, spike check three. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Stop it right now, PW. Stop the music.
I can't.
Please. You can't.
No, I can't.
Okay. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Spike on the Mic Show. I am the guy known as It's Spike on the Mic. And I want to come out of the gate and fuss at the resistance fighters right this very moment. Before the show started, we were talking about a possible guest that's going to be on in the next couple of weeks. Some of the resistance fighters who will be introduced later are too good for escort services. I just leave that there. Leave that right there. All right. So let me introduce the resistance fighters. Coming in your ears, we like to call him the one, the only, PWS. PWS. How you sticking?
I'm sticking to this show because I got to hear what happens next.
And we're here, ladies and gentlemen, just for this reason and this one reason only. And we like to call him, as soon as he gets off mute, the voice of reason. Voice of reason, how you sticking?
Oh, I'm sticking pretty good. I'm feeling really great. A little sweaty, a little bit...
Lemmy?
Temperature-wise, I'm a little bit elevated, but other than that, wow, it's all good.
All right, here we go. And
I've got coffee, and this is my second cup of coffee this morning, tasting really good.
Okay.
Have another beverage here in just a little bit.
Okay.
Really having a great time. Looking forward to a great show.
Okay, thanks, right. Boys. You did listen.
Okay.
This is why we're here.
Right. This is gonna be good.
This is gonna be good. All right, and this is really gonna be good is because this man here, I think he okay with escort services. We like to call him the one, the only Hanging Chad, how you sticking?
I'm sticking to everybody needs a nighttime job. You know what I'm saying?
I hear what you screaming.
Yeah, I know what I'm saying.
Picking up what you
Benjamins, y'all. Catch those Benjamins, however you can get them.
Putting down. And coming in and waking up from the dead, this is the man who hauls the gas. We like to call him the gas man. Gas man, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like a, what do you call that? Roadkill. But under the weather, I feel like I'm hit by a truck.
Oh, no. Well, maybe you have the COVID, too?
You got the vid?
No, I don't. No.
No, okay. Now that we've gotten all the hardheads and XY chromosomes out of the way, I think. No, let's introduce some XY chromosomes. This is the beautiful, the talented, the lovely Miss Billy. Miss Billy's, how you sticking?
I am sticking. I'm just sticking.
Nice. Okay. Well,
that
good.
Sounds gross.
Yeah.
Watch some of
I'm
that.
I'm sticking off. Like someone who's enjoying a nice hot cup of tea.
Ooh.
You don't drink coffee?
I do, but I'm having tea this morning.
Mm. Oh, so British of you.
Also, now, back off assignment from places unbeknownst to us. She is back to help us. She is the lovely, the talented Miss Kimberly. Miss Kim, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like somebody who's happy to be back.
Oh, okay. That's
we're
so
happy
nice.
To happy to be back from our other show.
Feeling great.
But I'm not, why nighttime necessarily? Daytime too, man.
Hey, true, you know?
Yeah. Really.
Speaking of that, now it's time for me to talk to the resistance fighters about a little situation here. First of all, Gas Man, how do you feel about escorts services?
I think they serve a great purpose. I actually dated a girl who was an escort for once, believe it or not.
Is that Carmen from the Carmen line?
Okay. Well, all right. Well,
no.
Here's the thing.
No, it wasn't.
How does that work? It's her job, right? You get her when she's not working.
As long as, I mean, everybody knows what's going on, then. You know, when I didn't know she wasn't when I met her. I met her in a nightclub. When we got to know each other, she told me. I was like, oh, cool. So when she wasn't working, we went out. It wasn't like serious going to get married or anything.
All right, so when she told you, that was when she handed you the bill?
No, I didn't get it. I didn't get a bill. That's the beautiful part of it.
Oh, okay.
I thought you had to get a bill to be... Yeah, to get an ask, like that's the transaction at the end.
Yeah,
If you're John, but you're out on a just dating somebody and doing other date right. things, and you don't,
I'm gonna say gas.
And his name ain't John.
Yeah, really.
did you introduce any of your friends to her, or acquaintances, or people that you met on? Well, the
yeah, a couple of people. Yeah,
sounds like a movie. Called
she knew everybody.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, there was a discussion before the show started about we were having a potential guest on the show in a couple of weeks. And I gave out the website of this guest. This guy does remarkable work, in my opinion. But some of our XY chromosomes decided to think that maybe this is a situation where they deal in ladies of the evening. And then I thought about that. We're not better than ladies of the evenings. We're like ladies of the evenings, the days, and the nights. And probably the same thing. We're okay with the ladies of the evenings, right?
Nobody said anything derogatory about ladies of the evening.
Exactly. This was a guess yeah. about the situation, and in no way was it an editorial.
So, and personally, I'm a lady of the afternoon.
Mm. See?
Okay, let's go around. Let's go around here in the room and just give me a yes or no. PW, did you or did you not hear the phrase? Maybe we need to think about this. Yes or no?
I did hear that phrase. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Get voice of reason.
No, that didn't register, and I'm not going to give you a yes or no. But I suspect there's a lot less hanky panky going on with these escort services than people attribute to them.
Okay. Hanging Chad, did you hear the phrase, maybe we need to think about that?
I don't remember what happened at all, you know? So I'm not even really sure what we're talking about.
I think we now know who said it.
I understand what escort service is.
All right, let's try these two individuals. Kimberly, did you hear the phrase, maybe we should think about this?
Did she say the phrase, maybe we should think about this?
I
did not say it.
Okay. I know. Did you hear the phrase?
Maybe.
Right. And Billy?
I don't. I'm with Chad. I wasn't really paying that close of attention.
Oh, okay. There's the other guilty party then. Yeah.
It's
Chad and Billy that said it. Yeah.
Guess we got a lot of Mary Taylor, Charlotte Greens, and there's a chain of greens in the court here. Okay. All right. Well. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Spike on the Mic show, and we are coming at you from undisclosed locations, and we are here to put some entertainment, education, and ether in your eardrums to make you have so much fun on this show here.
Yes.
We are the only road trip show where we like to pick up hitchhikers. We enjoy hitchhikers. We love it. So you can join us, and we will put you in the truck by calling us at 813-699-3900. You call, we'll pick up, and let's do this thing here right. Speaking of doing something right, we have to at least talk to our potential sponsors, which if our numbers go right, the sponsorship will grow. So, PW, let's talk to our sponsors.
All right, here we go. The Spike and the Mic Show is brought to you by SavingMyFoot.com. Manage your health, eat healthy, know your numbers, get off the couch. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you entertaining talk and cool blues 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com. And by MOA Capital Mortgages of America, helping clients with their mortgage needs by providing a complete mortgage analysis and checkup for purchases and refinances. And by RadioSt. Pete.com and its sister station, Sunshine 96.7 FM,
bringing you the best in local music and entertainment. And by Pisces Design Fashion Studios. If you don't have a look, we'll give you one. Visit us on Instagram at Pisces Design Studios.
Welcome to Hooters!
Politically incorrect since 1983.
The official home of race fans.
All right, there we go, ladies and gentlemen. That was our sponsors. We love our sponsors. We thank you for all your support. And also, I want to thank all the resistance fighters, in case I forget, to thank you guys for
making
this the number one rated, award-deserving show in America.
Wow.
One day we will get an award, but we're always deserving of an award. Yes.
Amen.
So what type of things are we going to be talking about?
Oh, I'm glad you brought that up, Voice of Reason. This is why I'm here, because on this show here, we like to talk about three things.
The past, the present, and the future.
Oh, man. You see how things run so smoothly when the voice is here?
Oh,
how
yeah.
he keeps the train. Not over here and not over here. This is called the track. Keep the train on the track, ladies and gentlemen.
So that's it? That's it? That's what we're going to talk about?
No. We have other things.
Wait a minute. So am I missing something?
Well.
It's kind of broad, if you think about it.
Jeez, God. All right. Something. Maybe my brain is clogged up.
Oh, like, Chip.
Did that help?
Yeah, but
big A word of the day.
Hold on a second. Let me talk to the resistance fighters. Our listeners out there, y'all just turn off your left speaker. Guys, I'm working transitions here. I'm trying to go from transition from one thing to the other. And also,
you saved introduction, lots, though.
Our introduction lasts at least 15 minutes. We got another 3 minutes. Another
3 minutes. No, 7. Oh, it's 20 minutes. It's 20 minutes.
No, Father.
God, this is...
No, that's not true. I don't believe it.
No.
Oh, our mother was a lady of the night.
Wait, don't know. What the hell? Oh, man. Okay.
I'm sorry, but I don't feel like I have the vocabulary for this show anymore.
No, you
guys have gone way out ahead of me.
Okay. Well, once again, train track. Let's get back on the track, because the Voice of Reason wants to know, ladies and gentlemen, what is the big A word of the day?
It's the word of the day. It's the word of the day.
Oh, excellent. A little loud, but...
I think a skosh too early.
A squoach.
Skosh, just a skosh too early. Listen, I am not the judge, jury, and all that. Gas man. I know you. Okay, Gas Man and Billy. Was she a... How was Billy's... Gas Man?
I thought it was great. Thanks
Perfect.
For asking.
Guess
smidge early. Right on the last backbeat. Right on the last backbeat.
Perfect.
It was a skosh. Chad, hanging Chad. What say you?
It's always perfect.
She was 5 skoshes too early late.
What? Too early late. Wow.
You hard.
It's right on the last backbeat of the music.
Right. It was word of the day. No.
It wasn't that bad.
No, I think it timing-wise, it was perfect.
Perfect.
However, she kind of leaned into it a little too much, and it distorted.
Oh.
Yeah.
Leaned into. I think it was Billy, like a minus 2 scotches too late.
Yeah.
Billy, everything you do is golden. You are sunshine.
Okay.
Can we move on?
Yeah, really. All right. Damn. Well, listen. Every week,
participation award.
every week I like to broaden the minds of the resistance fighters and the listeners, you know, educate you guys, make sure that you guys expand your vocabularies.
They so, call the me Mr. Tibbs.
So we're going to, I'm going to play the big A word of the day three times, and all then right. We're going to go around the room and ask the resistant fighters, do they know what it is, yes or no? And we will reveal what the big A word of the day at the end of the show, so you must stick around. Here is the big A word of the day.
Mollify. Ooh, ooh. Mollify. Ooh, ooh. Mollify. Ooh,
ooh. Wait a minute, it's something else. It's, let me do that again, because I'm hearing background noise.
You can't say it.
All right, so go around the room. PW, you know what mollify is?
I do.
Ooh, voice of reason. You know what mollify means?
Yes, and I am grateful for it.
Billy, do you know what mollify is?
I do. Should I spell it right in the chat? Mollify?
Yes. You spell it right, you must know what it is.
Sure.
I do.
You guys are getting smart. All right, Kimberly's?
Ja.
All right, ja. Now let's go to the heart.
Ja.
Let's go to the heartbeat of the show. Hanging Chad, do you know what mollify is?
Dude, they just mollified this strip. This shopping strip. They mollified it.
Wow.
Shopping strip? They mollified it. M-A-L.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, man. Bring it
that
home.
That means we visited every store and every aisle.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Totally mollified.
I don't think it's what it means, but I met a girl named Molly on spring break one time, and at the end, I was mollified.
Close enough. All right, well.
It's my definition.
I, for one, am not mad at you, man. So now, let's keep going on with another introduction, what we call it?
Something like a cow chip or something.
That's it, yeah. See, you guys, this is why you guys are here, to help me.
There you go.
The cow chip of the week. And I'm having problems finding it because here it is.
Nah.
The cow chip is something that you did not know, but when you at water coolers or walking through the mall or finding right. it, you can say, wow.
I've been mollified.
Yeah. Well, cow chip news of the week, and this may hit home to you, voice of reason.
Uh-oh.
Did you guys know that honeybees are now joining the human race as the only known animals that can distinguish between odd and even numbers?
Holy mackerel.
Yes. There was a study done. There's always a study done, published in the Journal of Frontiers for Ecology and Evolution. They did a study and they saw that honeybees, I'm thinking it's more like Pavlov's dog thing. So they put some sweet syrup on some particular numbers ending in numbers 1, 3, 5, and 7, and some bitter syrup on 0, 2, 4, 6, 8. And they let the bees out. Okay, I was distracted by the inkering in the background.
Not me, for once.
That would be
PW's pet bee.
Yeah, okay. Satchel.
Well, the bees associated the odd numbers with sweet water, and I don't know how they did that, and the even numbers with bitter water. So they were able to categorize odd and even numbers. That's all I got. That's
like a dog could do that if you put sweet and, you know what I mean?
Because the bees didn't put the numbers down. They just put the word of sweet.
I think in the test, then they put the numbers 1, 3, 5, 7, 9 down without the sweet water on it.
And they went to them.
And the bees went to it.
So it proved that they recognized a shape and associated it with something pleasant.
Yes.
Yeah, that doesn't.
It's not
odd
numbers.
And even.
It's not that they do math.
No. Well, I mean, in terms of the way the study was described to us, yeah. Unless something else happened, were they representing the numbers in some other way? Like,
Listen, this is these are cow chips, okay?
Don't put too much.
I like beef chips to me.
Next topic. Let's go.
Wait. Oh. So by showing bees cards with anywhere from 1 to 10 printed shapes, one group was trained to expect that landing on cards with even numbered groupings earned them a reward, sugar, water. So they were just showed a number of shapes, not an actual number. But that's still memorizing. It's still memorizing a shape.
A configuration in a shape.
Yeah, they have no concept of what a number is.
Yeah. So the Journal of Frontiers it's got a lot of top-notch scientists working for that journal.
Yeah, I feel like some seventh grade girl did this as a science project.
Yes.
It's mathematically impossible for a bee to fly anyway. So they don't know about that.
I'll bet you a bee could recognize a cupcake. You know, if you show them enough of them. Yeah.
True that.
And a seventh grade girl, too.
So what I'm hearing is y'all poo-pooing on the cow chip of the week.
Oh, yeah.
This one's just on the science study.
All of us non-scientists are...
Well, and I want to point out that the first person to say yes, they were poo-pooing on your cow chip, was the voice of reason.
You don't think that went undetected?
Everything's brought up, we just shut down.
Let's move on. Yeah.
That doesn't mean we can't do a cow chip next week, though. That would be great still. And I look forward to these things.
And he's back.
I really do. I look forward to these cow chips. Don't get discouraged, Spike.
Thank you.
You're doing a great job.
All right. Thank you. All right.
Everything you do is golden.
Oh, my God.
That's a quote.
That's a little far.
Could you wipe your nose off? There's something.
Yeah, there's right on the tip of your nose.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of the tip, let's go ahead and do copy changing music.
Oh, my word. Here comes an actual topic. To start out the Spike and the Mike Show's actual topics.
All right, I like to call this topic here four.
Four?
Yeah, and I need the resistance fighters, and I think I know how most of you guys are going to conclude on this story here, but it was something that I was thinking, like, this is dang. All right, Eric and Agatha Tenskar, this is called them that, they bought a beautiful home on the budding Indian Pond Golf Course in Kingston, Massachusetts, because of the beautiful view that the house was on. All right, it was on the golf course, right?
Yeah, however, that's where I figured the four came from.
Yeah. Yeah. So, however, in the 5 years they've been there, the house had gotten hit by 600 plus golf balls on the range and left dents and shattered windows and glasses in their home.
And that's what a golf course normally has, golf balls. Yeah.
That's where it is. Now, here's what I'm thinking, what I want the resistance fighters to do this. They sued the golf course for having their house peppered and shattered for 5 years of leaving dents and shattered windows in their homes. They sued the golf course and won a judgment of $4.9 million.
No way.
Oh, man.
Even though
that's $900,000.
All right, let's let that hang for a minute.
I'm sorry, what?
What are you?
No, 0.9?
No.
Okay, anyway.
So. Is he on a different show?
Yeah, I think so.
What did you say? How much did they get?
$4.9 million.
Oh, $4.9. I thought you said
0.9. Yeah. Steve is on the Steve's side show.
He's on fever medication.
Right. Wow.
Dude, I totally forget that he's got the bit of
you didn't hit that R very hard.
Okay. $4.9 million. Okay.
All right.
$1 million.
You want to divide it?
I give up.
Okay. Right. Now, question to resistance fighters. Being on the judge or on the jury, do you think that this was a fair judgment? Now, remember, they got hit by 600 plus golf balls in the last 5 years, leaving dents and shattered windows. I'll start out with you, Billy. Is that something that you can bite off on?
Nope.
Oh, let's go with
Nate. Okay. You don't want me to tell you why?
Yeah. You nope. And you had a long pause. I thought that was it.
Oh, so no, they bought a house on a golf course. What did they expect?
Right. Okay. All right. You shake your head, Kims. What do you think? What say you?
So I'm assuming this. I have not read this story, but my guess is they own a $4.9 million home on a golf course. When they bought that home, this was probably already addressed whether or not it would be in the line of fire of balls. And they were probably assured that their home would not get hit. And now their home isn't worth anything to them anymore. So the company that sold them the home, the homeowners organization or the development organization owes them money for that home.
That's a lot of assumptions.
That's a good one. I'm not going to lead the witness, but okay, then Hanging Chad, what say you?
I think if you buy or build a home on a golf course, there's no way that anyone could tell you that at some point, someday, you're not going to get hit. Your house isn't going to get hit by a golf ball. Because if you ever seen me play golf, I don't care where that house is. I'm going to hit it.
That's not the object, though, to hit the house.
Yeah. Well, but I mean, I am always a little happy when it happens.
Hanging Chad, what say you?
Okay, I'll tell you again. So you buy a house on a golf course. Absolutely. No matter where that,
I guess I have the voice of reason. Headphones, gas man. What say you?
Yeah, I think I don't know, but if you buy a house on the golf course, I think it should be in the bylaws or whatever that your house may be hit by golf balls. So I disagree on giving the money for buying a house on the golf course. This is going to happen.
Yeah, voice of the reason.
Well, the question was, is it a fair judgment? Now, I'll go ahead and jump into that. You set it up. I'll knock it down. I don't know if it was a fair judgment or not, but it was a fair way judgment.
A fair way judgment.
Oh.
Thank you.
I'm surprised you came up with that without a fever.
That was good. All right, PWs, what say you?
I got a feeling I'm going to come up with the twist in this story.
Oh, okay. Oh,
yeah.
Sometimes there is no
In this case, it might be a twist that they actually owned the home and the property before there was a golf course.
Oh.
Lily's shaking her head no.
I don't believe that's correct.
But if that were so, then I would think they would have a case, you know. But if as everyone else had said, they built the house on a golf course, then, you know, they're stuck with it.
Okay. All right. I like that. But answer me, what does abutting mean?
Abutting?
Yeah.
Oh, it means like a being next to. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the first line in the article, they bought their home abutting the Indian Pond Country Club.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. They're in trouble.
Trying to get over themselves.
Yeah, they're in trouble.
So that means the house, the course was there and they just butted up against it?
Yep.
Correct. They were,
Yeah.
Right. Now.
So part of the problem also I'm reading is that they are unable to sell the house.
That's what
to get away from the house.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's the part that I was wondering. I said, now they got $4.93 million. There must be a reason because 600 golf balls. I mean, if you live on a golf course, you can expect to get pebbled once because let's say Hanging Chad only plays golf once a week. So you get maybe one or two golf balls a time. But
it does sound like they built it in the middle of the driving range.
Right.
but that many golf balls in 4 years.
Oh, 4 years.
Over 4 years. And according to the article I just read, it's in the runway or whatever that's called.
Fairway.
The fairway, thank you. Fairway makes a sharp turn right where their house is. So it's a fairway that has a bend in it.
Yeah.
Which is why people would hit their house.
Smack
the house, look at the fairway and say, you know what, wife? husband, maybe we don't want to buy this one.
Yeah.
So the country club is there.
Wait, appealing. You're not looking at Reasonable X over there. He keeps raising his hand.
Oh, because I sometimes... Go ahead. I'm sorry. X?
I have a feeling if somebody came out and Karen'd those people when they hit the house, I mean, just totally came out of the house and raged against them, that house would quickly become a big target for people where they would actually want to hit it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. There is a possibility that everybody aims for that house.
They were targeted, yeah.
Yeah.
If that's the case, out. I don't know what you do about that.
Yeah,
you get your wedge out real fast.
Wedge out of your pants. All right.
No, it's a club.
That's a different sport.
Oh, yes.
That's a wedge. Different sport.
The wedgie.
That was what the escort is for.
Yeah. Now we're back to the beginning.
Yeah.
Full circle. Yeah.
Full circle. All right. Well, then I think they need to appeal. The golf course needs to appeal, and I don't think the people should get that much money. You know,
the house. They bought the house for $750,000.
It's a family, and the kids have to wear a helmet when they're playing in the yard.
That's so cute.
The golf course should just buy the house. I mean, for $750,000 or a half million and a half.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't understand the judgment now at all.
Only a few hundred thousand are for the actual damages to the house, and the rest of the whatever millions of dollars is for emotional distress.
Yeah. Oh, that's
no.
For being so stupid to live there.
No.
Yeah.
Kids having to wear helmets in the yard.
You know that's traumatizing for them kids, because all their friends would be like, why you got to wear those helmets? My dad says we have to because we live on a golf course.
But think about when the friends come over. You got to have helmets for the friends, too.
Yeah, you have to have a permission slip that you may get your head drilled.
Thousands of dollars of headgear.
Serious. Hey, maybe the judgment wasn't high enough. All right. Well, let's go ahead and do topic-changing music.
Thank goodness we don't have to wear any helmets when we do the Spike on the Mic show.
Or do we?
Or does we? Yeah,
or really. Probably should.
Okay, I like to call this topic here Cream de la Weird.
Cream de la Weird.
Yeah, cream. Really. Cream de la Weird.
Cream de la Weird. Yes.
Hey.
Cream de la Weird.
Everybody's searching for the fountain of youth, right?
Sure, youth.
Every day.
Every day. Well, I think there's a man by the name of Harry Maddington. He's 34 from Hampshire, England. He has found the fountain of youth, ladies and gentlemen. And he has wellness tips that he wants to share with the world.
Sure. Okay.
Really.
I want to hear this.
Yes. He says he's discovered this and he felt a sense of calm, peace, and determination by doing this skin therapy to keep his face young, soft, and glowing. What do you as a recent resistant fighters think that his secret formula is? Voice of Reason.
He probably gives himself a facial, I'm assuming.
Good one. Billis?
You're gonna say what I'm thinking, I'm sure.
Sure, yeah.
Maybe he's putting piss on his face.
Oh man, that's exactly what I was thinking.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
Yeah,
Billy.
We're all thinking he peed on his face.
Yeah, that's exactly where we were going.
So, are we all in agreement that that's what everybody thinks except for the boys?
No one's thinking that. Billy.
What were you saying, Gas?
I was going to say aloe vera and sesame oil.
Much more sensible.
Where did it come from?
I was going to say pancakes.
Because it's a story syrup.
Pancake syrup. That's good, too.
Pancake syrup.
Yep.
PW and Kim and Billy, I guess you guys all in the same chromosomes. Huh?
Yeah.
Yes.
And we're correct, aren't we?
Ding, a ding, a ding.
Oh, you pee on yourself?
Yes. Yeah. He says he uses a daily combine of 200 milliliters per dose per day to rub onto his face, and it's acquired. He says fresh urine is the best.
Yeah. Yeah. I can vouch for this.
I got a couple questions.
Because I'm actually 400 years old. I got peed on early on in my life. Yeah.
Claim we've been doing this since 2016. Keep him looking young. And also, ladies and gentlemen,
he's been doing this for 6 years.
It cures.
Wait, what's his name again? I got to see this man's face. It
cures depression. His name is Harry Mattadeen.
Harry Madden.
Okay, the color of the jar that he's holding up in this picture does not look healthy. It looks very dehydrated.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Doesn't look right.
Yeah.
Wait.
Is this guy married? Does he have a wife?
Yeah, actually, his family totally disapproves of what he does. And his
surprising.
His sister stopped talking to him.
He drinks it?
He doesn't put it on his face. He drinks it.
Oh, he may get some on his face, but he's drinking it.
Oh, man.
All right. Okay.
I was fine when he was Harry P.
You guys, you know, this show's hit an all-time low.
Yeah. My cliff note said that he rubs it on his face.
He rubs it off his face.
You guys have better internet than me.
So does he look young? Do we have a picture of this guy?
He isn't that old. He's only, he's 34 years old.
So he's going to look young at 28. And he looks young.
He was young before. Yeah. He was young now. I want to talk to this guy when he's like 45 and higher.
From a distance, though, because the smell can't be good.
Everyone's younger from afar.
Assuming he's drinking it, wouldn't the urine get stronger and stronger and stronger with each new application?
Mm-hmm.
Only if he was letting it evaporate.
No, I'm saying they're talking about drinking it now. Okay.
Oh, I see.
You drink it.
Yeah.
Wouldn't the urine get just stronger and stronger with each?
You would think.
Yeah, like we make that leave our bodies for a reason.
Yeah, it's wet.
There's a reason for that.
It's all the stuff that your body's getting out of your bloodstream.
Isn't there ammonia in it?
Only if it's old. I don't think it gets ammonia if it's very fresh.
Yeah, right, but he does drink aged urine.
Aged. That is ammonia then.
Yeah, there's a pic. That's why I was making that horrible face that nobody can hear. Is that he had a whole collection of bottles on a windowsill in the light. Of all different colors.
He's like, this is my cucumber mix. This is my red onion mix. And this has been marinated in vodka.
Oh, my day.
There is no doubt that it's very pretty when it's in the sun.
This is my matcha urine.
BW said it's pretty in the sun.
I'm calling cow chip on this one.
Okay.
Oh, no. There's no way. This is true. You know,
it's totally true. I just saw the pic. I mean, unless the person's lying.
Let's say to the group, let's say this was true.
All you got to do is look at how beautiful the gas man's face is.
Guys, let's say
his face does look like.
If you drank your own pee, your face would, within the week, look 10 years younger. Would you do it?
One at a time.
Mm. How about 20 years?
I'm sorry, guys. I'm going to freaking do it. I'm going to do it.
No, I'm going to wait for 20 years.
But I would wait for one of you to do it. And then I would say,
okay.
No, that didn't work.
It didn't work. Let's do a twist on that. Right. Let's say if you just had to rub it on your face, would you do it?
Oh yeah. I don't know if I'd drink it. That's kind of gross. But I would rub it on my face. If I drop 10 years. No, it's got to have an effect.
Let's ask the beautiful XY chromosomes. Kim, what are you doing?
I was just thinking I might have just learned something about Chad.
I'm just saying, like, we've had medical miracles come out of all kinds of places.
Oh, yeah.
It could come out of this one place, too.
Oh, sure, yeah.
The sticky note was an accident.
I don't know. I'm just saying, there's a threshold for everything.
Billy?
I'm good. I'm good.
Go do it. All right.
Could I distill it and still get the same effect?
No, I'm not talking about.
Then I would do it.
I'm not talking about a nightly routine. You do this one time.
But hold on a second, Kim.
Oh, I only had to do it once.
One time.
Then I would do it. Yeah, if I had to do it just once,
I could be
10 years younger. How long would I be 10 years younger?
10 years.
Or 10 years.
But hold on a second.
Perfect.
And then you'd have to do it again.
Yeah.
But Kim, according to the question, who would you steal it from? You said, can you?
What?
You said, can you steal it? You said, can you just steal it?
Oh, distill it.
No, it wouldn't work if it was distilled.
She wants to put it on her tongue like CBD oil.
I can just go distill it. Distill it from somebody. They're like,
you tried to go steal it.
Why you steal somebody else's piss?
Because he's got all kinds.
Oh. All right, David.
Oh, my word.
Oh.
I'm afraid.
I would answer it if I knew how.
Ronnie's man says, I got something you can wipe your face off with.
Really? All right, well, this is a caller-driven show. If we can answer the phones, we will let you do it. Did you get it, W?
I did.
Caller-driven. Welcome to the Spike on the Mic Show. How you sticking?
Come on.
Hello?
Is he going to toilet flush? That would be hilarious.
We got a hello.
Yeah.
Hello?
Oh, that was the wrong hello.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen.
We must not have gotten it.
I answered it.
Okay. Well, I don't know. Maybe he wants to distill some of our...
Come on. Call from potential spam.
Yeah, that's right. How do we know it could be a he or a she?
Oh,
X
yeah.
or Y chromosome. All right. Well, let's go ahead and do a topic change in music.
Oh, I have to press a button then.
Oh, all right, now it's time for a new topic.
On the Spike and the Mic Show, why is there someone talking at this time?
Hey, you better, let's do it again. Hold on a second. Before you hit it, W.
You want me to do it again?
Before you hit it, voice of reason, you were speaking?
I said I wouldn't rub it on my face if it made me something 10 years younger. I'd rub it on my legs, my calves and thighs.
You want young-looking thighs?
No, not looking. I want them to be young and strong and energetic, like spring in my step.
Okay.
I don't care what I look like.
I think we're way past
Man,
that
I'm
topic.
So glad we waited for that.
Yeah, it was worth it.
Oh, here we go again. All right, let's see.
Caller, welcome to the Spike on the Mic Show. How are you sticking?
Well, sticking I'm telling you.
How you doing?
I'm sorry?
Hello?
I'm smiling. I got a big giant smile. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
It's Mr. Brawny Man.
It's the Brawny Man.
It's the mister of the night.
Brawny Man, what piqued your interest? What topic were we speaking on that made you want to dial the number and be part of the show?
I wasn't listening.
I do this because my wife makes me.
Yeah, that's maybe the main reason anyone would call the show would be that they weren't listening.
I thought maybe you wanted to look younger.
I'm hoping I'll get lucky someday, so I try to call when she tells me to.
This is one of the things he has to do to get laid.
There you go. All right, well then you called
in. Kill the curtain back.
You called in just in time because we have another topic and we can use your opinion on this.
Input.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
And now we have a topic that the Brawny Man can participate in on the Spike of the Mic Show.
All right, and this topic here I like just to call, what would you do?
What would you do?
Right, and this is a question. This is the question of the day.
This is a question of the day. Oh, we're done with that? Oh, okay.
With that. This is the question of the day, and I heard it from someone else, but I love to hear you guys' input on that. Right. You're at a grocery store, right?
Okay.
You're getting ready to check out. You have all your food and stuff on the conveyor belt.
Okay. Right?
Someone comes up behind you. Who is responsible for putting up that bar between your product, your thing and your food and their food?
The person behind me.
I would think so. Yeah.
All right. Hold on a second. So, Billy, you saying who?
The person behind me.
Yeah.
No. All right.
Can't get too close to you to do. Yeah. When you're loading up your groceries and you're done and there's somebody behind you, put the bar at the end of your groceries. Otherwise, that person needs to come and reach over you and all your stuff. And, ugh, I don't want to be near people.
All right, EW.
I was not agreeing, but now I agree with Kim.
I think I changed my mind.
Yeah.
Just because I want to hear Kim. I want to hear Kim make that noise again. Make that noise again.
I had some phlegm in my throat when I did it in songs.
Okay. Gasman, who is responsible for putting the bar between the two foods?
The next person that comes up, because it's designed, the cashier puts it in a slot and it pushes them to the back. So it should be behind me for the next person comes up.
They're slackers. So the next person comes up.
Hanging Chad?
I think that Gasman has the system right, but I always do it for the person behind me because I don't want their groceries sneaking in my little pile and I don't want to pay for them.
There you go. Yeah, I can see you. And voice of reason?
Yeah, I kind of agree. It's the guy in front should do it, mainly because they can reach the bar. Also, what if the guy behind you, what if you're not finished putting your groceries out?
Exactly.
And the guy behind you just puts that bar there.
Yeah.
Then you got to squeeze. You have to squeeze your.
Yeah. Then you got to turn around, punch him in the mouth. Yeah.
Oh. All right, Bronny man, what say you? You're at the grocery store buying lots of groceries, and here comes somebody behind you. Who's you think responsible for putting up the bar?
Yeah. Voice of Reason had it totally right. It's just rude if you don't put the bar out when you're done. But I just want to say that the Giant Eagle, which is the grocery store near here, never has bars.
So okay, gotta press the button.
Do you hear that, Giant Eagle, if you're listening? Show some bars.
So, Pepperoni Man, do you use your forearm? Do you lay your forearm out down there instead, in lieu of a bar? Do you just kind of cross the thing with your forearm?
I licked the band, the little rubber. Yeah.
Oh, so, yeah.
So my question or my thing to the resistance fighters and Brawny Man, don't you think that is very, very rude and insensitive for you to put your little bar between the food, between the thing in there? That's why I think, because I think it's the person that comes up behind us.
Why is it rude?
No, you're showing that this is the end of my order.
Yeah. I know, but if
now you are welcome to put your things on the conveyor belt.
Exactly. You know what? I can see where it could be rude.
It's a instead welcome of, bar.
You're welcome to put the things on the conveyor belt instead of making my sister make that sound.
So I can see, Spike, where it could be rude. Suppose you put that bar out there and at the very end, and then as your stuff moves forward, you just keep pushing it back, leaving a big empty space.
But that's what I would do.
Yeah.
So they stay far.
Yeah, that
away
would be
from
fun.
Me.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Or so wait, do you put it down like really loudly, like
bam, yeah,
and have it down, and then keep scooting it back as your stuff moves.
Or put it down so that they have to put their groceries on the wet part of the conveyor belt.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
You just have some chicken on there.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So,
and then you say, "That's for you."
Yeah. You can put your groceries down in that slimy puddle.
But if you want to.
Riddle me this, resistance fighters and Brawny Man. Let's say you put all your groceries out there. No one was behind you. And then you're up to the, you're kind of to where the cashier, where you know you're ready to pay.
Right.
And then the conveyor belt is going. And then you see someone come up behind you. Do you go back and get a bar? And clank, clank.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah. I see somebody sneaking up behind me. I'm slamming that bar down.
Ronnie, let's say the Wild Chicken or the whatever name of the restaurant you was at, a food market there, they had a bar. Would you go
Wild Chicken?
Go back and put a bar on there?
Yeah, always put the bar.
He wants prophylactic.
It's a prophylactic, yes.
Wait, what the hell? All right.
Do you guys put your groceries on the conveyor belt and like if you buy two cereals, you put your cereals together and then you put your cold stuff together and you put it, do you do that or you just throw it on there?
No.
Everything gets unloaded out of the cart in order.
What? Do you put in the cart in order?
Everything gets unloaded from my cart in order onto the conveyor belt. Yeah. That's why you can't grocery shop with somebody else who doesn't do that. It drives me insane.
order.
Kim has a lot of hangups.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
The in order. Running man's really got it rough.
So gas man, I don't remember what your answer was. Is your answer is you put the bar up or the person behind you put the bar up?
No, the person, if they want to put the bar, let them put their own bar. I'm not going to put a bar up for them.
Oh, yeah.
The groceries are none of my business.
But if look at Kim, look at Billy. But if let's say their yogurt gets in your tray, then you're going to say something, right?
Yeah, that's not my yogurt. That's not mine. I've had to do that before.
Yeah. Well, that all right. So let's say
I don't want to talk to anybody either.
Let's say a pound of coffee goes over and it's not yours. Do you pick it up and throw it at the person behind you?
No, I just thought about the thing. That's not mine. Yeah.
Would it make them further away from me? But that causes a problem. That causes a problem because it's been rung up already. Now they got to back it out. There's all kinds of complications.
Oh, yeah.
That.
Yeah, seriously.
Just put the bar down for them.
Should be hell to pay.
Yeah. So, $5.95.
Billy, what you want to say?
I want to go grocery shopping with my father now. And I want to be the person behind him and then have him throw the coffee at me and then just watch how everybody else like,
All right, we'll set it up. We'll set it up.
All right.
We'll do it Sunday.
I think
we live in a society.
Stage tension.
We live in a society here.
Oh.
Finish that sentence. We know that.
And there's rules.
Yes, there are rules.
All right. I'm making an executive decision for the resistance fighters and Brawny Man. You let the person behind you put the bar up because.
Hell no.
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 Yes. So you can't stop them from putting it up.
What do you mean? Yeah, just take it out of their hands.
You grab it and say, no.
I'm not finished putting stuff on the conveyor belt.
But I could be
grabbing stuff from the
Andy. And the porn magazine.
I could porn magazine, exactly.
The American Eagle grocery store where we guys are at some crazy stuff.
Wait, what was it before?
The chicken eagle?
Yeah. Not chicken eagle.
The chicken.
Spike, you got this
chicken
thing.
Chicken eagle would be a funny one.
No, Spike has this thing where we discuss stuff. Everybody comes to a conclusion, and then he says, okay, so the verdict is what I say. You know? Yeah. Well, then that's not this. Right.
Okay.
Do this.
Dad.
Okay.
Hey, Dad. Yeah. Welcome to the Spike on the Mic Show.
Yes. I think you're right.
Dad. Do you take the cart back? Do you put it in the cart slot in the parking lot? Or do you just leave it wherever you empty your...
This is a regional thing.
I take it back to the grocery store. I put it back.
You walk it all the way back in?
Yeah, I walk it all the way back in.
Oh. Okay, where regions at the chicken coop y'all do over there?
Okay, so like in Florida, all those bagger people, they got work to do. They go out in that parking lot and they collect those carts.
Look at you, the bagger.
Bagger people, wow.
No,
wow,
listen, man. I don't know what to call them.
You sound tall people? Is that what you're saying? Tall people?
Illegal aliens?
In Pittsburgh, if you don't return your cart to the cart return station, there is something wrong with you.
Wow. Yeah.
Somebody is going to admonish you in public.
Somebody brung you up wrong.
What about when it's cold?
If you leave the cart by your parking spot and drive away, somebody's going to come chasing after you, cursing their heads off.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Even in the winter.
It is considered so rude to not return.
You can just do anything in Florida.
Yep.
I've just decided that Florida is just a free-for-all.
Mm. Well, if you're walking into the store...
We pay somebody to do that.
If you're walking into the store, you should grab a cart from somebody that's just finished.
Yeah, especially during a pandemic.
Well, no. Well, okay. What's the difference? You're talking about what? 15 seconds, maybe 5 minutes difference?
I don't know, Mr. COVID.
Yeah,
right. How you got it?
Maybe I could have gotten it from a grocery cart.
Somebody licked the shopping cart.
Cross grocery contamination.
Put the bar up. Put the bar up.
Hey, can I say something that has nothing to do with this story? I'm just looking at the screen, and for people who are only listening, you should watch the video version because Chad has the most gorgeous picture of all. The way he's just off to the side, it's just beautiful.
Oh yeah, it is good.
He's framed beautifully.
Now he's smoldering.
Oh, yes.
Speaking of smoldering, we need to go ahead and define what the big A word of the day was.
Oh, okay.
There we go. The big A word of the day was
Monday.
Mollify.
And we went around the room and everyone knew what it was except for the orator, me, and probably Gas Man. So
play me. Well,
so what's the girl name I can't say in the middle because everybody's screen is different. Billy, what does mortify mean?
No,
mortify means something different. Mollify so
people listen to the show mortify.
To like to appease or to calm somebody down that's really angry. You're mollifying.
Oh, that's perfect.
Oh, that is it exactly. To soothe in temper.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Well, listen, I'm proud of the fact that the resistance fighters are getting smarter.
Yes, except for Chad, who thought it was going to the mall or something.
I refuse.
That
shopping trip just got mollified, y'all.
Really? You know why they did it? Because they didn't put the bar down. All right,
They didn't put the bar down.
Let's go around the room real quick and ask the staff what stuck with you today. And I'll start out with you. Bronny, you still there?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, what stuck with you today?
I enjoyed the fact that I got to explain a little bit of my home life with my wife.
Oh.
It makes so much sense now.
He hates going to the
chicken. You have our sympathy.
He hates going to the chicken coop. All right, speaking of her, how about Kimberly? What stuck with you tonight?
How much I missed all of you.
Oh.
We'll see you next month.
Yeah, we'll try to get it over.
Oh man.
Bill.
Hanging Chad wins.
I guess, man, what stuck with you?
If you want the ultimate buy and flip of a house, buy one abutting a golf course.
Yeah, don't put your butt up against
the golf
course.
Yeah, really. All right. And then Miss Billy's, what stuck with you tonight?
That if you leave a cart in the parking lot of the chicken coop, you are up for some public shaming.
Yeah. Wow.
To be addressed.
Truth.
Really.
Chicken coop.
Yeah.
And voice of reason, what stuck with you tonight?
I think the diminishing returns of drinking urine.
Yeah, but you want nice thighs? All right. And Hanging Chad, what stuck with you?
That you can get porn magazines at the Chicken Eagle grocery store in
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Pennsylvania.
Nice.
What stuck with you tonight?
That as soon as this show is over, I'm going to pee on my face.
Oh, damn.
He's gonna come back next week and be like, dang, you look younger.
Look at him.
Nice.
Oh, filter. Man.
Hey, and what stuck with me tonight is that I have a bunch of prudes as the guests. I love them to death. They're a bunch of prudes because they're scared of the ladies of the night.
Oh, yeah.
Not.
Yeah, we are scared.
They won't do anything necessary to look younger.
Yeah, well, not me.
And the what's the thing called in the chicken at the restaurant at the supermarket?
The chopper.
Yeah,
the vision bar.
The bar.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all. Some of them don't even want to talk to people. Some of them don't even want to look at people. They'll go. You guys, listen. I am not scolding y'all in public.
I will look at people.
I'm phasing y'all. So.
Ronnie, you heard about people, right?
Yeah,
you heard about them.
Yeah, sure. We need them. We need them.
You heard about? Oh, dude. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh man, I didn't get to talk about the Kentucky Derby, which is going to happen yesterday.
Soon.
Yeah.
A few hours.
No, it's going to happen yesterday. Remember?
It is going to happen yesterday.
Right,
so how did it come out?
Next week we're going to talk about Kentucky Derby.
Can you believe they won?
The horse racing. All right. There we go, Billy. Kimberly.
Kim.
Who's a maniac? Voice of Reason, Gas Man, Hanging Chad, PW, and Hanging and Brownie. Thank you guys for playing. Thank you for listening to this number one rated.
Brownie.
Yeah, the number one rated award deserving show.
Brownie.
Like on the Mike Show. Oh, take your carts back if you're living in Philadelphia or Pennsylvania or you shop at a chicken. Spike on the mic.
Chicken.
One.
Yeah.
Chicken.